You're listening to Stateside. Yesterday, the Southeast Michigan Regional Transit Authority took a vote at getting a millage proposal on the ballot, and it failed. Representatives on the RTA board from Oakland and Macomb counties nixed it. So time is running out to get this proposal on the ballot, and everybody seems to be digging in their heels. Here's what's at stake. The Detroit Metro has one of the most dysfunctional public transportation systems of any major city in the nation. Smart Bus in the suburbs doesn't really work with DDOT, the bus system in Detroit. This proposal would have established the suburb-to-city routes so people could get to jobs, to ball games, or whatever else they needed, and is seen necessary by a lot of the region's leaders for the economy. So what's going on? Here to help us understand is Sarah Swick, who was at the meeting yesterday. So Sarah, by all appearances, the county executive of Oakland County, L. Brooks Patterson, and the county executive of Macomb County, Mark Hackle, aren't happy and aren't willing to even let their citizens vote on this. Why?
Well, there are two main reasons that they give that are sort of the, reasons that they will give publicly. The first one has to do with the fact that, you know, some of the areas of Oakland and Macomb counties that are more the out county areas that are further away from the city of Detroit, from sort of the central metro area, aren't really covered under this plan. So they say, well, why should those taxpayers in our out county areas be forced to pony up for this millage when they're not going to get any service for it? Another concern that they raise is the governance structure of the RTA, the Regional Transit Authority itself, which is a little more tricky to deal with, actually, because this was something that was written into law by the state legislature in 2012. And basically, they want to change how the RTA would have to vote on major funding decisions so that they would have to have essentially a supermajority for every funding vote with one, or not necessarily a supermajority, but at least one vote from each county or each jurisdiction that's represented on the board. So essentially, it would make it much harder to pass any sort of funding measures if it doesn't have total, almost unanimous support.
If that was a concern, why didn't they bring this up a long time ago?
Well, they say that they did, or they have been bringing it up at least for many months since late last year. I think the question is, you know, not being exactly sure of what's going on behind the scenes, was how sort of vehement they were being about it and sort of how seriously their concerns were taken by some of the other members of the board here, and whether they were seen as, oh, yes, maybe they have some concerns, but are they going to torpedo the whole regional transit plan if those concerns are not addressed? And we found out, I think, just last week that, in fact, they were willing to do that.
So there's some underlying hostility here. There's been some bad feelings between the counties and Detroit ever since the bankruptcy. So why is that affecting this decision?
Yes. So there have been some bad feelings. There's some political tensions in Detroit's bankruptcy, sort of going back a little bit. It sort of brought in all of the regional players, especially dealing with the water system, which essentially became regionalized under the Great Lakes Water Authority. But the heads of Oakland and Macomb County, L. Brooks Patterson and Mark Hackle, didn't really like how that whole deal went down. They felt that was sort of shoved down their throat through the federal court, and they didn't really like it. And there are some other political tensions and undercurrents running along here that have to sort of do with, city, suburb, and even sort of divisions, I guess, within maybe the Republican Party between Governor Snyder and Brooks Patterson. But the basic fact is that Macomb and Oakland counties sort of didn't like how a lot of these new regional authorities that are being formed, they didn't like how the power structure was sort of playing out in those. And maybe they saw an opportunity here to swing the balance in their favor, and they seem to be taking it.
So, as I mentioned before, it's running out of time. What's next? And if they don't get this proposal on the ballot now, when's the next opportunity?
Well, what seems to be the only option at this point, and this was stated pretty forthrightly at the meeting, which is that basically they have to get the county executives of the four counties, which include Wayne and Washtenaw counties, as well as Oakland and Macomb, and the mayor of the city of Detroit, probably all in a room together over the next few days somewhere. And they're going to have to try and see if they can hash out any of these differences, if it's even possible at this point, to sort of make the changes that Oakland and Macomb seem to want to make. If by some sort of miracle, it would seem at this point, they can come to some kind of deal, then the RTA board would need to vote on it probably by next week. They're saying it definitely within the next couple of weeks, because this needs to be certified and put on the ballot by mid-August. Now, if it doesn't end up happening, which admittedly seems pretty unlikely that it will at this point, the thought is that this probably sets any plan to really boost regional transit in Metro Detroit back at least 2 and probably 4 years, because it needs to be on a general election ballot. And in 2 years, it would compete compete with the renewal of the millage for the regional bus system, SMART. So it really will set back things by a few years.
Right, bad timing there. Okay, that's Sarah Swick with Michigan Radio. She's talking to us about the Southeast Michigan Regional Transit Authority trying to get a millage that would have raised about $3 billion over 20 years to help a $4.6 billion master plan for Metro Detroit's mass transit system. Thanks very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Lester.